our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
That it'll bring forth a harvest. You sow, you reap. That ought to bring some of us in check, because stuff you sow, impatient with everybody, hating on people, you sow it, just seeing you sow it. You in your closet crying, nobody like you. Well, you sowed the seeds and you reap the harvest. You want more of something? Sow it. Give it time, whatever it may be. Sow it. Why? It's spiritual law. You stingy, people gonna be stingy with you. Look at somebody else. It's law. It ain't gonna change. It's permanent. It's eternal. Now the enemy wants you to fear. I'm just using the concept of giving. Wants you to fear, thinking that you get all messed up, you'll go lacking. No, not in the kingdom. As a matter of fact, the liberal soul shall be made fat. He that soweth bountifully. See, we're going somewhere where we have to break some of these mindsets. Because the enemy wants to keep you on a limited mindset and fearful of things, where God wants to break you out in a whole other dimension of things. But it doesn't come by just hard work. It comes by laws that govern the kingdom. Are you aligning with the laws? Jesus watched over at the treasury. Watched over the treasury one time. So he's looking at what you give. He does. Heaven ain't maybe not be saying it, but he's watching. He's always watching. He watched a woman give two mites. And it got his attention, and he got the attention of his disciples. He said, listen. Look, that woman gave more than all of them. The others were sowing in a lot, but the woman gave. She gave of her need. She there was something that she was dealing with. The others were throwing in out of their abundance. It wasn't no big deal. She was dealing with something. This was it. But she made the choice. I'm gonna give to God, cause you can't be God-given, right? It doesn't say much about her after that. At least I've not read anything about her, but I'm sure because of what Jesus said, and that woman was abundantly blessed for giving that. How about the woman that had the meal and the sticks? It didn't just come on her and her son and all their household till the famine was over with, because she obeyed, she gave. What do you think about this? We're not governed. Listen, we're not dictated to, nor manipulated by the economy. Now I know that's strong verbiage, because a lot of people that they're so into this, the stock exchange and stocks and bonds and all this, and that's a good thing. But that does not determine that can fall, that can crash. Your sowing into the kingdom can't crash. It's permanent. It's eternal. It was going on before we got here. It'll be going on when nothing else is here. It's eternal. See, we got to get past this mind. Inherent means existing in someone or something on a permanent basis. It's something in you on a permanent basis. We want to reach our full potential. We must align ourselves with the things of God. All right. So the greatest thing in your life is obedience to the laws of God. God's divine laws, listen to this, God's divine laws give life, and God's divine laws protect life. I'll say that again. God, these laws that we're talking about, God's divine laws, they give life, and they also protect life. Now, you got to get past yourself, because God's divine laws don't restrict you. If that's what you're grappling with, you got to get past that carnal mindset. Because the commandments of the Lord are not grievous. If they're grievous to you, then you got to deal with you. There's something wrong. You got to deal with you. Because the laws of God are not restrictive. As a matter of fact, many of us in here know the laws of God, when we adhere to them, they bring freedom. There must be a dying first. It's like the seed that goes into the ground. It's dark first. There's darkness. There's like trial. There's like test. There's like pressure and all that stuff. But it's not just darkness. Call it development. See, I don't want you to miss out on what God has for you by forfeiting your blessing by not adhering to the laws of the kingdom, not aligning yourself. God's laws are principles that give life. His laws are permanent. They give freedom. Now, what restricts people in today's world, in the church world, are traditions and religious stuff. That's what restricts people. And that's what we want to weed out of our life, is religious stuff and the traditions of men. I say this again. God's divine laws give life, and they protect the life that it gives. When you adhere, when you walk in wisdom, when you walk in the Spirit, you're protecting life. Your life is protected. You ain't got to be worrying about a whole lot of stuff. No, you walk in the Spirit. You won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. God watches over that. But if you step out into the flesh and start walking in the flesh, after a while, you're going to start reaping stuff. God's divine laws, even though they're eternal and have always been, they're current. As I'm talking to you, those laws are current right now. They're intact. And you can take and look at your life, and some things maybe that you don't want in your life, check it against the Word of God, the laws, to see where, okay, I put something before God here, or I didn't honor God here. You know what the word tells us? To honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits. Some of us don't know that blessing. The first fruits of all your increase. In essence, honoring God. See, that to some, you know, it's not a big deal. And you've never noticed. But you've gotten comfortable with average. You've gotten comfortable with just kind of making it. That's not your destiny. God has so much more if we will study these laws and adhere to it. How many really do honor the Lord first? With all your increase, honor him first. Sometimes take the painstaking effort to honor him first. And you don't get any applause. And nobody else knows. And it's like nobody else cares. But it's a spiritual law. It's a law. It may seem like no one cares, but heaven is always watching. God sees what you do when ain't nobody watching. How you obey, how you suffer through, how you how you cry silently, how you deal with things, how you bless when people try to curse you, how you forgive when you know you got every right. God sees all that. His laws are always current. Always. I hope this helps somebody start thinking a little differently. Being a little more attentive to how we conduct our life. Matthew 5, verse 17 and 18. Jesus said this, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." Verse 19 says, "Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven." Scribes and Pharisees knew these laws, but didn't obey them. Jesus said one time, the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. He said, "Hear what they say, but don't do what they do. Do what they say, but don't do as they do." He said, "You won't enter." See, there are those that see the kingdom, those that enter the kingdom, then those that inherit the kingdom right here in the earth. I'm trying to make this real plain so we can see not just the law under the old covenant that Jesus came to fulfill, yes, but the permanent laws of heaven that don't change and have been forever and that will never change. We have that inherent in us as human, as mankind, but also more so as children of God, because the kingdom's on the inside of you. The fall of man was the result of breaking a law. Adam broke a law, and he fell. Redemption is restoration of obedience to the law. Okay, the laws of heaven. Restoration is obedience or the restoring of obedience to those spiritual laws. Laws are essential. Everything's governed by laws. They regulate our relationship to the creation and all things pertaining to life.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.